Hello.
Oh, hi, Tommy. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up with you regarding the missed call. It said that you wanted to take care of the past due payment.
Well, yeah. You said $50, right?
Yeah, I already did an override and I put in the hosting for you of just $49. So it's a dollar shy of 50.
And what's that cover? Nothing? I'm done or what?
No, that keeps the website and the content on the website up and running for you. So patriotroofingandremodeling.net. So that's the cost for the website hosting.
Then why was I paying 150?
So the 150 was in addition to the website hosting. You get the first page placement on Google and Bing. You got the popular directories, the mobile optimization, making sure that your website comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So that's what that 149 is for. But if you wanted to, cancel all of that portion and, just keep the site, then it's just $49 a month.
Well, I got an ex-girlfriend that just went on there and put that I paid her to write a review, friend of X.
Oh, did she put
And
it on Google?
I don't know. Well, I've seen it on my webpage. Yeah, it's on Google.
Okay. Let me look one second here.
It's not true, is what I'm after. I never paid her to do nothing. She's an ex-girlfriend of months and months ago, and she's pissed off. It happens, That's the problem with advertising.
I don't see that review on your Google. It wouldn't be on your website either then, because on the website, it ports over any 5-star ratings that are on your Google page.
Well,
So,
I'm not getting any calls, I can tell you that. You can see that, right?
let me go back to the dashboard.
I mean, it rained for the last month. I mean, terribly rained. And you know that if you're at 7303 AAP.
Oh, we're in Southern California, so I didn't know that. But if you wanted to keep the account active, meaning the Google placement and all that, but you ever hit a time where it's raining for a whole month, you could always call us and apply what's called a seasonal hold. And that means we would stop the billing and we could do it for as short as 1 month or we could do it for as long as, 3 months at a time. And that way you're not paying for it during months that you're not using it. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, my point is the reason I said it was raining because I should have been getting calls while I'm at this.
Oh, I see what
And
you mean. Oh, it's the opposite. So in the rain, that's when your business ramps up, right?
those two, but not lately. I mean,
Okay.
I used to get more calls than I could handle in the rainy season. I can understand if it ain't rained in a while, nobody wants to call about a roof. It's like going to the dentist, got a bad tooth. It was just when I looked the
Yeah.
problem.
I see what you mean. When it starts raining, then they can recognize the little leaks and stuff that are coming through the roof. If it's not raining, they won't ever know, right? I get
Yeah,
it.
people say
Okay.
it only leaks when it rains. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is showing me that just over the last 30 days, your company was found on the first page of Google 106 times. And you had 14 Google actions, which were clicks to your website from the first page. So I'm
Yeah, but
thinking,
the clicks didn't pay nothing.
Well, the reason Google tracks it is if somebody's doing a search, for instance, roofer near me, and they're on their smartphone and they see Patriot Roofing on the first page, they don't have to click to your website. They can just click to call you directly, right? Because they're on their smartphone. But if they're doing that search from a regular computer or a laptop, they can't click to call you, so they'd have to click to your site so that they could physically dial the number. And that's why Google tracks it, because there's 14 of those that happened over the last 30 days. So let me see here. I'm wondering, only because sometimes this will happen when someone has, 14, clicks to their site in the month and they're saying that they're not getting calls. Sometimes when I try to test their number, I'll get like a voicemail box that's not set up or a voicemail box that's full. Your voicemail is available to leave messages, right, in the event that a client would miss you?
Yes.
It is? Okay, good. Yeah, because the only reason I ask you is I know when my voicemail gets full, I don't necessarily know it unless someone tells me. You know what I mean? So it's always good to kind of test it from here to there and see if, it is full or not. But one thing we could do, Tommy, if you wanted to, just, so you know that you're getting some value for this, is we could put a call tracking number on here where we would purchase a brand new 703 area code phone number. When people call it from Google, it would forward over to your number. And it has two benefits. Number one, obviously, to help you track the business that's coming in through this campaign. But secondly, it would eliminate a certain number of spam callers because we put a press one, press two greeting on it. So, for instance, thank you for calling Patriot Roofing and Remodeling. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, it can't forward over to you, or they can't press one or two, so those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual client on the other line.
Okay, so how much is that?
So it's typically a $300 upsell for our existing clients, but if you wanted to try it, I could get an override and put it on there for free for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been with us for over a year, so I could do that as a courtesy.
Okay, so what do I got to pay, $150 a month?
Yeah, I would recommend that. I always look at that $49 package, Tommy, as like a last resort. So, if you wanted to just keep the site, then that's a good option. But if you want to, take advantage of a book of business that's in your backyard and stay on the first page, then I recommend, getting the $149 up to speed.
Okay, you ready for the credit card?
Sure. Let me go back to the billing. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready when you are.
4126.
Okay.
9400.
Okay.
0126-6624.
6624. Now, the second set of numbers, the phone cracked up, but did you say after the 4126, it was 9400, or was it something else?
9400, yes.
Okay, good. And then 0126-6624?
Right.
Okay, and expiration?
530.
And the code?
320.
320, okay. So I will get your authorization, but first let me put that call tracking number in here so that we can get the override. And then we'll get that set up for you today, which will be nice. And then let's see here. There it is, call tracking, override, zero cost. Okay, now it should all look good, and I can process it. Let me just double check. Okay, good, it's all in there. Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. That department will reach out to you later to let you know what the call tracking number is and how you can recognize calls coming in from it so you'll know that it's as a result of this campaign, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and then one thing I'll do as a courtesy too, I see that your billing cycle is on the 30th. I never like it when someone has two payments within the same month. So I got the May 30th payment. I'll now push that next billing out 30 days for you, so you're paid in full until July 6th, okay?
All right.
All right, and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay, Tommy?
Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.